Good afternoon. Thank you, everybody, for joining me again. It is another Sunday. We're working hard. I know it's been a busy, busy week for all of us as spring has already arrived, and we're doing our best trying to shelter in place. At the same time, making sure that we're taking advantage of all the various programs out there from the Federal CARE Act as well as this local state agencies such as the Unemployment EDD Department. I wanted to bring your attention today. As many of you know, and if you got my email on the 28th, California has opened its online applications for unemployment benefits for individuals who are self-employed business owners and independent contractors. As many of you know, I think these are the topics we discussed many year in, year out about the difference between W-2 employees and 1099 contractors. In the past, usually about whether you qualify to do get somebody a 1099 versus a W-2 because you want to pay lower taxes, things of that nature. Well, now you know the consequences of not putting somebody under a W-2 wage is because of the unemployment benefits and a myriad of other benefits such as Social Security and FICA and FUTA and all that. But in light of the fact that with COVID, the federal government as well as the various states are being a little bit more accommodating, they know that this is affecting not just W-2 wage earners, but also small business owners who do not have 1099, but they're still negatively affected by the COVID, as well as people who receive 1099s as independent contractors and folks who are self-employed. So I wanted to bring your attention that the process has just started, I would say literally 3 days ago. And if you have not done so, you can still do apply online. If you need our help, please call, email, text us at our office. I sent out a mass email to many of you, walking you through the steps, explaining the different phases that unemployment benefits are being distributed, the various qualifications, the $600 CARE Act benefits that are available from March up to July. I believe that's 4 months. So please take a look at that. If you need something more tangible or specific, please stop by the office. I'll be more than happy to walk you through and explain that to you, or just give us a call, okay? So that's pretty much the summary of the EDD, PUAP, meaning Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program through the state of California, and I hope that helps you. The other part, too, is as we know that the PPP, which is the Paycheck Payroll Program, Paycheck Protection Program, has been going on for a while, and obviously the second wave of funding have came last week. Many of you have reached out to me and my team about the various status on your applications. We know that Bank of America, Chase, and Wells Fargo have not been receptive, and obviously, we saw the news that many of the big businesses have gotten approved on those loans, but yet our small mom and pop businesses that we ourselves are part of are not getting any feedback or any positive responses. And the good and bad news is that, yes, they are releasing additional funds. I believe it's another $250 billion. What it really means to us is that if we have submitted the applications, have not gotten any feedback or response, and I recommended last week that we do this again. We go ahead and submit that to whatever banks, whatever entities that you know have reached out to you or that you have gotten from me in terms of the CDC, SBA banks, or the small East West bank that I think I reached out to you before, or even Wells Fargo have gotten a bit more receptive. So if you got rejected by Chase, try to submit that through Wells Fargo, through a small bank. Some folks have gone through the third-party vendors like Lendio, PayPal, QuickBook. Literally anybody and anybody out there are doing a help facilitating this PPP program because I believe the government is giving them 3-5% commission on that. So if one is not responding to you, please submit the second one. You know that it is based on payroll, and I think I explained to you ad nauseum about the various forms they require, whether it's 941, 940, W-3s, W-2s. If you have not gotten those, let me know. I can help you get those if you are our payroll clients. If you're not, I walk you through whether you're using SurePay, QuickBook, Xero, whatever company, NetSuite, Okay, I just walk another client through how to access our form through NetSuite. It's unfortunate that some of these third-party companies have all the form, but yeah, it's not intuitive or easy to access. So I'm more than happy to get you those forms. And the other individual who do not do the typical salary and wages, who are actually self-employed, a Schedule C form. Many of you have already reached out to me and getting a what you call a profit and loss statement to help explain what really was our net profit for the year. And to the banks and SBA, they will accept, your net income from your Schedule C, which is your net profit from a profit and loss statement, as substantiation for payroll, so to speak. So that is another option as well. We are coming towards the end, honestly, of this second wave. I believe that within the 5 or 6 days, as some of the pundits have mentioned, that the fund will be fully exhausted. So I'm just saying, whatever you have done, it's not working. Please submit that again. Let's get this going. I am starting to get feedback from my various clients that got approved. One was from Chase, quite sizable amount. Obviously, 2.5% of the monthly average. I think we talked about that. But honestly, banks are using so many different criteria. It's hard to pinpoint what really how one will qualify and how much. And the other individual, my client, another client of mine, I got approved based on an estimate of a 1099 payment, which is not necessarily payroll, but 1099 payment. So I think what they're doing is really a hit and miss. Someone will get approved and then they'll do the verification and audit later. And so that leads to me to something more important, that once we get approved on these loans and bank and grants, you guys, we really need to sit down and explain and clarify what are these funds are for, how to qualify for the forgiveness aspect of it, the window of time, the 8 weeks that they give us, the percentage of payroll that are full-time versus part-time. So we'll definitely get to that those areas as time goes by. I wanted to thank you for spending the time with me on a Sunday to go over these items. I appreciate your time very much, and I look forward to talk to you and share with you more knowledge and information. Have yourself a great afternoon. Thank you very much.